All right, on this Wednesday morning, you're seeing it more and more. People are wearing face masks. It's mandatory in Michigan now in public places, but there are also people that are trying to circumvent that. I've seen this sign on a lot of local businesses. It says that you're now ordered to wear a face mask in public, and while we support the use of masks and everyone's opinions about them, if you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing one, you're exempt from this order, and due to HIPAA laws, we can't legally ask you about your medical condition. So come on in if you're not wearing a mask. That's the store's way of getting around that. So what kind of medical conditions might prevent you from wearing a mask? Joining us right now, infectious disease physician at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, Dr. Simone Wilds. Dr. Wilds, good morning.
The good news is at least the word is out now that we all need to wear masks, so I'm thrilled. Of course, there are loopholes. People are trying to get ways that they can break this chain. There are only very few conditions that you don't need to wear a mask, and I'm just going to point them out quickly.
Please.
Children less than two, those who have trouble breathing, are incapacitated, or unable to remove their mask if they become unconscious. They have intellectual and developmental disabilities, and some mental health conditions that have sensory sensitivities. Those people are the only ones that are exempted from wearing masks. Everyone else, you can wear a mask.
Yeah. What about, and I hear this argument, we heard it just yesterday morning from a guest on this show, that breathing in your own exhaust is not healthy.
That is not correct. That is absolutely not correct. The masks, for one, are should be made from breathable material. Your own exhaust, that is not going to prevent you from wearing a mask at all.
We hear time and time again that wearing a mask is the best safeguard that we have against spreading coronavirus. It's not a 100% guarantee, but it certainly does reduce the risk of spread, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It helps to reduce the spread of the virus. However, it should be used in conjunction with other things, such as frequent hand washing, continue to practice social distancing, and continue to clean and disinfect those high-touch areas that we do every day. So it's not just one entity, but used in combination of everything else, it will help to prevent the spread of the disease.
And you've got to keep that mask clean, too, or if it's disposable, you need to change it out once in a while. You can't necessarily be using the same face covering every day for days or weeks on end, can you?
No, we want you to wash your mask, you know, have a few of them. So don't use it as an excuse that, you know, you can't wear a mask. Wash your mask. And, of course, if the mask is soiled, please don't keep rewearing that mask. Get a clean mask. You know, why not try to throw it into the washer every day? You know, have many masks so you can change them out. It's very important that you do that, and also avoid touching your eyes, mouth, and nose while you keep wearing the mask.
And when you wear the mask, you've got to wear it over your mouth and your nose too, right?
Oh, yes. Key point. You know, I've seen so many people just covering their mouth, right? It's supposed to cover your nose and your mouth. So that's always a teachable moment, but of course you have to be careful. But for those that are close to you, please encourage them to wear the mask well.
All right. Great advice, Dr. Wilds. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.